We're talking to Andre Contreras within the Brazilian embassy in Honduras. Of course, since we last spoke, the constitution was suspended. What kinds of differences does that make to your situation there in the embassy, Andres?
The situation in the embassy is similar to the situation in the country in that we are now in the midst of an absolutely full dictatorship. The guarantees that are guaranteed by the Constitution have been suspended with regard to transportation, gathering, with regard to freedom of thought and freedom of expression. Basically, here in the embassy, we have suffered the downing of the media that have been reporting an anti-coup perspective. So that has affected our morale. However, the people in this country are commemorating 3 months of resistance. This is the 92nd day of the coup, and the people have risen up in ways that this country has never risen up before. This is all in the context of what is happening on the global scene, with the U.S. completely doing a flip-flop from what Secretary Clinton declared a week ago as welcoming President Zelaya to his homeland. Today, the response was completely the opposite. By an ambassador at the OAS from the United States saying that President Zelaya acted with foolishness. This goes along with an ultimatum that was given by the coup regime, Roberto Michelletti, to the country of Brazil regarding the legal status of President Zelaya. And basically, the ultimatum says that if he did not decide his status at the embassy within 10 days, the embassy will lose its diplomatic immunity, which will then make it open to raid and invasion and violence by the Honduran coup military and police forces. On this day, when this decree goes into effect, the U.S., instead of condemning the dictatorial regime of Roberto Michelletti, they condemned President Zelaya, calling him foolish for having gone to Honduras, the country that he was elected by in a democratic fashion by the people. So the U.S. policy completely did a full reverse, and that means that we know that that policy then is what is also guiding its counsel with regard to the United Nations and with regard to the Organization of American States, both of these international bodies are considering stronger action against the coup regime. And with the U.S. coming out publicly against Mr. Zelaya, this is a very negative sign. So it is a call to the U.S. public to rise up against their government in a way that forcibly then says that this policy is not acceptable. It is not the change that Mr. Obama promised when he came into office. And the ongoing training at the School of the Americas of Honduran soldiers is also something that must be condemned. The complicity of the United States in the coup by having trained the key general who led the coup, that is General Romeo Vasquez Velasquez, that really shows the U.S. involvement at the training level, but also involvement by having the plane land in the Palmarola U.S. Air Base just 50 miles away from the capital before it took off with the kidnapped President Zelaya to Costa Rica. So all of these things are alarming in terms of what is happening here. And here at the embassy, we very much feel it. But in spite of that, the people of the country continue to rise up, continue to act in a very peaceful and nonviolent fashion in the face of death and repression. Death being represented today by a young woman named Wendy, who was buried, and she was stricken by the same tear gas that we felt in this embassy exactly 1 week ago tomorrow morning. And at that time, with all of that tear gas, she had to be hospitalized, and she suffered a severe attack because of the asthma that she has. And she just passed away and was buried today. So this is the kind of situation we are facing here in Honduras. And at the same time, in spite of all of these atrocities committed by this dictatorship, none of the human rights violations have been condemned by the United States and its complicity in the coup itself. So we ask the world community to join us, in what is being called the Worldwide Fast for Honduras. It is the people's insurrection, the people's nonviolent insurrection. And inviting people to fast around the world is a way to express solidarity and a way to express what Gandhi called the prayer of a soul in anguish. Mm-hmm. This is Andres Thomas Conteris from Democracy Now! En Español reporting from the Embassy of Brazil in Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just letting you know, and I hope you can let the President and other people know that there are activities being carried out here in Australia. There are actions in the capital cities in Sydney and in Melbourne in support of the struggle of the Honduran people. Hang in there, mate.
Thanks so much. Take good care.
Thank you.